Daf Yud Gimel Halacha. The Rambam says in Tefillin Mezuzah Sefer Torah Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. How do you make the ink? You grab, you take the smoke of oil or of tar or of wax. That's when we mix it with the sap of a tree, a little honey, and you knead it a lot, and you grind it till it becomes thin. You dry it out and you hide it. And when you write, you soak it in water of gall nuts. Hits when you write it. If it gets erased, it will be erased. And that's the ink that submits when a mufchet writes forum, film, and mezuzahs. And if you wrote it, all three with gallnut, water, and kankanta, which is oimut, it stays and doesn't get erased, it's kosher. The Rambam says in Hilchas, Soite Peregim Alocha Ches, after bring a megillah of leather, tar, just like a satyr, and writes it in Lashna Kodesh with ink that doesn't have kankanta, the shoe polish ink, the shema for the isha, just like a get. He writes all the things that he swore, makes a swear, letter by letter, and word for word, and he writes Hashem the regular way, and he doesn't write Amen, Amen. Says the Rambam, Shoita Peregdalad Alachates. Kain writes it. So you see that if Yisrael wrote it, or Kain cut in his puzzle, he doesn't write not with a kumus, not with a kankanta, not with anything that leaves a mark, and leaves a ding, only with dioid, that doesn't have kankanta, and he writes with kosher moch, ksav, that has to be erasable. If you wrote something at last, it's possible. The Rambam, I'm sorry, Shukhnach Yadisim Reisha Anala Sivav, Shukhnach says, it has to be written with ink. It's made from the smoke of oils that's soaked in gallnut oil. Tchila Tev, to be careful not to make the ink from something, like only things that come from the tree. If you wrote with gallnut water, and can count the shubal just kosher, but not with other meaning colors, for instance, red, green, chitzvah. Because if you wrote one letter from other colors or with gold, it's possible. The one says, Soti Yadalarai, any shame of 24 svarim without ink. Some say you don't need ink only in the Sefer Torah. Says the Rambam Soita Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches. We already said it, so we'll skip it. Then the Rambam says in Soita Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet. If she said, I don't want to drink before he raised the Megillah, and Megillah goes into Gneza, it's not kosher to give it to another Soita. The Mincha gets spread out on the ashes. If she said, I don't want to drink after he raised the Megillah, we shake her up and fight with her and make her drink it Baal Karcha. She got no choice. The Rambam in Soita Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph says, he wrote Shlod Shema, he erased it, Shlod Shema is possible. If he wrote two Megillahs for two Soitas, and he erased them into one cup or into two cups, and he mixed them in one cup and gave it to both to drink, it's possible. Because each one of them didn't drink their own Megillah. If he erased them into two cups and mixed them, then he divided into two cups, he shouldn't give them to drink, and if he gave them to drink, it's kosher. If the water got spilled out, he writes another Megillah and brings from other waters. And it got poured out and something was left over, don't give the rest to drink. And if you gave it to drink, it is kosher. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin Perakim Alacha Beis. Even more than that, if he wrote to write his wife and decided and he found someone in the same city, says, my name is like your name and my wife's name is like your name, and he took it from his Megarish, it's not a get, even though it's written Hashem Gerushin. The Shukhnach Abnez Asimik Kuflam Dal Sivbei says, even more than that, if he wrote to the Megarish's wife and he decided he's not divorcing, and he found someone in the same city of his, and says, my name is like your name, and my wife's name is like your name, and he took it from him in his Megarish, even though it was written Shem Gerish, and it's not considered a get. Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Talmud Torah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, how do we teach? The Rav sits on the front, Tamidim sit around in like a crown. They should all see the Rebbe, and they hear his words. The Rav should not sit on a chair, Tamidim on the karka. Either everyone's on the ground, or everyone's on the chairs. In the beginning, the Rav would sit, and Tamidim would stand. That was B'Koyd M'Churb B'Aysheni, they were all knowing to learn, teach the Tamidim, and they would sit. Yerdei Sima Reish Manvav Sif Test. Shulchan Aruch says, how do we teach? The Rav sits in ahead and Tavidim sit around, surrounded like a crown, so everyone should see the Rav and listen to him. The Rav should not sit on a chair and Tavidim on the ground. Either everyone's on the ground or everyone's on chairs. And the Rav says, some say Dafka, when the Tavidim get to the point of Smicha, where they're choshev enough. And the Rav that learns, teaches via a translator, and his Dinam are explained inside, and the Rav didn't write that, because it's not so common. The Rambam Shofar Sukkah Perek Vav, Halacha Ches says, someone's Rosh Ruben in the Sukkah in his table in the house, or out of the Sukkah and he ate, it's also, it's like as if he didn't eat in the Sukkah, till his table's in the Sukkah. Zerik is might get pulled after his table, and even with a big Sukkah. Arachayim Sim Tafresh Lamadal Sevdal says, someone whose head and majority of his body is in the Sukkah, and his table's out of the Sukkah, and he ate, it's like as if he didn't eat in the Sukkah, even if it was a big Sukkah. Zerik is might get pulled after his table. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Halachit Gimel says you can make a kair with anything, but not with a shear tree, because you need the roichav as a you need the width of the Keter to have a shear. And all these shear are also from a shear because it's considered burnt. What's the width of a Keter? Not less than a tefach, and the thickness of a tiny drop. And it should be strong enough to accept a half a brick, half a levain of three tvachim on three tvachim. And the Mamida Keter and the one that hold the Keter has to be strong enough to accept the Keter and a half a levain. Last halacha, Rechaim, Simon, Shin, Samach Yim, and Sif Yud Zayin. Shear Keter has to be wide a tefach, and the thickness of Kolshu has to be strong enough to accept a half a brick, which is a half a levaina of three tvachim. If it was wider than four tvachim, it doesn't need to be strong enough to be mekabel an ariach. This is the end of the lachas of Daf Yod Gimel.